Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on the attack that keeps every AI safety team up at night, jailbreaking. Not the script kiddie stuff you see on Twitter, we're talking about why your carefully aligned model is architecturally designed to fail, and exactly how pen testers are exploiting those seams at scale. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Jailbreaking emerged almost immediately after ChatGPT's November 2022 release. Within weeks, researchers documented Dan, do anything now, prompts that convince the model to ignore its guidelines. The academic community formalized these attacks in 2023, with Zhou et al.'s universal and transferable adversarial attacks on aligned language models demonstrating automated suffix generation that transferred across models. The root vulnerability isn't a bug, it's architectural. LLMs are trained through reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, which creates a thin behavioral layer over massive pre-trained capabilities. This alignment is fundamentally a conditioning process, not a capability removal. The model still knows how to produce harmful content, it's just been trained to refuse. Key architectural weaknesses include competing objectives. Helpfulness training conflicts with safety training, creating exploitable seams. Context window manipulation. Long contexts can dilute system prompt influence. Tokenization blind spots. Unusual token sequences bypass pattern-matched refusals. In-context learning. Few-shot examples can override safety conditioning. Perez et al. 2022. Demonstrated that red teaming revealed consistent failure modes across model families, suggesting these aren't implementation bugs but fundamental limitations of current alignment approaches. Here's my take on this. RLHF doesn't remove dangerous capabilities, it just teaches the model to say no. Every jailbreak is essentially social engineering an AI into forgetting its training. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. The wild west of LLM jailbreaking has produced documented incidents across every major provider. Kevin Liu's Bing Chat system prompt extraction, February 2023, Stanford student Kevin Liu used prompt injection to extract Bing Chat's full system prompt, revealing Microsoft's internal guidelines and the model's codename Sydney. This demonstrated that even carefully hidden instructions are extractable. Adversarial suffix attack, July 2023, CMU researchers published automated methods generating universal jailbreak suffixes. Their attack achieved near -100% success on GPT-3.5, GPT-4, Claude, and Bard simultaneously. Google and OpenAI acknowledged the findings. GPT-4 vision jailbreaks, October 2023, researchers demonstrated that embedding text instructions within images could bypass text-based safety filters entirely, as the vision encoder processed instructions the text filter never saw. Anthropic's many-shot jailbreaking disclosure, April 2024, Anthropic's own research team published findings showing that including many examples of undesirable behavior in long contexts could jailbreak Claude, demonstrating that even safety-focused labs face these challenges. Bug bounty programs now regularly pay for novel jailbreaks. OpenAI's program has paid out for numerous bypass techniques, though specific payloads are typically not disclosed publicly. Here's my take on this. Anthropic publishing their own jailbreak research was a watershed moment. It acknowledged that no current alignment technique is robust against determined adversaries. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized assessment of an organization's LLM deployment. You're testing whether their safety controls hold against known jailbreak techniques. Phase 1. Reconnaissance. First, baseline the target's behavior. Identify the model family, understand the deployment context, customer service, code assistant, and map the safety boundaries. Phase 2. Tool setup. Deploy your testing framework. I use a combination of NVIDIA's LLM vulnerability scanner and custom payloads. Phase 3. Attack execution. Execute escalating techniques. Start with known patterns, then customize. Phase 4, automated suffix generation. For comprehensive testing, use the GCG, greedy coordinate gradient, Attack from the CMU paper. Phase 5, evidence collection. Document successful bypasses with full request/response pairs, timestamp, model version, and reproduction steps. Screenshot any particularly egregious outputs. Calculate success rates across technique categories. Here's my take on this. Always test with payload splitting and encoding first. They're embarrassingly effective and tell you immediately if the target has any real input sanitization. Defense playbook. Detection. Log everything. Implement semantic similarity detection against known jailbreak patterns using embedding-based classifiers. Alert on. Requests containing roleplay framing, pretend, act as, you are now. Base 64, ROT 13, or other encoding in user input. Anomalously long inputs, many shot attacks require context. Requests that trigger model uncertainty, high token entropy in responses. Prevention. Layer your defenses. No single control is sufficient. Implement a secondary classifier model that evaluates outputs before delivery. This maps to OWASP LLM01, Prompt Injection and MITRE ATLAS AML. T0051, LLM Prompt Injection. Validation. Run the attack playbook above against your own systems monthly. Automate within CICD. Track jailbreak success rate as a security KPI. If you're not actively trying to break your own guardrails, assume someone else is succeeding. Here's my take on this. Deploy an output classifier that's separate from your main model. If the same model that generates also judges, it inherits the same blind spots. Top 3 vendors for protection. LakeRegard. LakeRegard product specifically targets prompt injection and jailbreaking through a dedicated classifier trained on millions of attack examples. It operates as an API middleware, inspecting both inputs and outputs in real time. Best deployed as an API gateway layer for cloud-native LLM applications. Limitation: latency overhead of 50 to 200 milliseconds per request may be prohibitive for real-time applications. Robust Intelligence AI Firewall. Robust Intelligence, now part of Cisco, provides the RIME AI Firewall with specific modules for jailbreak detection and content policy enforcement. Their approach combines rule-based and ML-based detection with continuous red teaming updates. Ideal for enterprise on-prem deployments with strict compliance requirements. Limitation: enterprise pricing and integration complexity make it overkill for smaller deployments. Microsoft Azure AI Content Safety. Azure AI Content Safety provides jailbreak risk detection as a native service for Azure OpenAI deployments. Tight integration with Azure ecosystem and no additional infrastructure required. Limitation: Azure lock-in, less effective for non-Microsoft model deployments and limited customization for organization-specific policies. Here's my take on this. LakeRa is the most mature for pure jailbreak defense. The others bundle it with broader AI security, which might be what you need, but don't mistake feature breadth for depth on this specific threat. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Our LHF creates exploitable seams between helpfulness and safety objectives. Jailbreaks exploit this fundamental tension. Takeaway 2. CMU's universal adversarial suffix attack achieved near -100% success across GPT-4, Claude, and Bard simultaneously. Takeaway 3. Payload splitting and encoding bypass are low effort, high success techniques. Test these first. Takeaway 4. Deploy output classifiers on separate models from your main LLM to avoid inherited blind spots. Takeaway 5. LakeRegard is the most mature dedicated solution. Azure AI Content Safety is best for Microsoft native deployments. Look, jailbreaking isn't going away. As long as we're building helpful AI systems on top of models that know how to be harmful, this tension will exist. Your job is to make exploitation expensive enough that attackers move on. Layer your defenses, test them ruthlessly, and assume your guardrails are already being probed. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com, that's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.